Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, respected viewers. May your acts of worship be accepted. Welcome to Hayat Online. We're talking about the opportunities in the month of Ramadan, or our opportunities or obligations that we have during this month. Are they only limited to spiritual things, personal things, or do we have obligations towards others in this month? Let's answer this question from reciting a famous dua, Dua 44 of As-Sahifa Sajjadiya, attributed to Ali ibn Husayn alayhi as-salam. We read here, وَوَفِّقْنَا فِيهِ لَأَن نَصِلَ أَرْحَامَنَا بِالْبِرِّ وَصَلَى. Give us success in the month to tighten our bonds to kin with devotion and gifts, to tighten our bonds with one another, with our family members. Islam is not a religion of just spirituality, of just recitation of Quran and just worship. One of the most important acts that we have are the responsibilities that we have to one another, our social obligations. And this is how, when we look at the lives of the Prophet of Islam, when you look at the lives of Ahlul Bayt, we see how much did they strive to remove injustice, to help people out. How much did they strive to feed the needy, to help the orphans. So this is also a month of giving iftar, those that even can give a little bit, a little amount of iftar, even if it's splitting a date, they will have huge reward in this month. Islam is a complete religion. So when you look at this dua and you understand that we do have social obligations, we do have to treat each other with kindness, but who deserves the most amount of kindness? When we look at and we analyze all of society, obviously those that are closer to us, those that we see more often, those that are attributed to us by blood, our relatives, they have the most obligations towards us. Everybody has, we have to help the entire world out. There's no doubt about that. But when somebody lives closer to you, they have more obligation, you have more obligations towards them. When somebody is closer to you by family, you have more obligations because they are the ones that will tell you their problems. They will tell you their needs. They might not tell others their needs. So if everybody takes care of those around them, the entire world will be taken care of, inshallah. So in this hadith, we are learning one aspect that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is making dua to give us tawfiq of silah rahim, of being able to not sever our contacts with our family members. This is a sin. If somebody, even though they have family members that they might not like or they're rude to them, but we're still not allowed to cut away from them. We have instructions to reapproach those that have severed their ties with us. Now, does this mean you have to see them all the time? No, it does not mean that. It can be done even through the telephone. It can be done through chat, through email, that as long as people understand that you are not disconnected with them. So in this month of Ramadan, it is also family time. We are trying to, at the same time, be complete, not only focus on reciting Quran and fasting. So when you look at the reward of visiting our family members, being attached to them, we look at this hadith, for example, Silatul Arham, Tuzkal A'mal, it purifies the action. Watumnal Amwal, you want your money to be increased, your wealth to increase, it increases it. Watadfa'ul Bala, and it takes away and repels evil, and repels calamities from us. Watuyassir Al-Hisab, and it makes the account easier. Watunsi'u Fil Ajal, and makes death come late. So these are main benefits that we have from connecting to our family members, seeing them in the most appropriate way, inshallah. Now, it might happen physically, or it might happen online, or it might happen in different ways. But what's important is in this Shahr Ramadan, also we reapproach our family members, inshallah. Keep us in your dua, and inshallah, you'll join us next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.